This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope.
I have these notes, but I gotta say I'm just fired up to be here today.
And the Bulldog.
Pretty cool! Pretty damn cool!
Woo! On WGR. Sports Radio 550.
Bulldog just mentioned playing guitar Friday night. That's a clip from his last show. That's what he says. He gets when they give him a chance to talk, look out. Right. On the line now is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Armando Salguero. Insider calls are brought to you by the midsize Metris from Mercedes-Benz. Armando, how is the Metris? I'm sure you've been given one. Considering this association, and it must be beautiful to drive.
Well, it's wonderful, and I didn't know there is such a thing as a Metris, to be honest with you.
Now, but we all do. You
know. We just found out about 45 seconds ago.
So. I bet it's great.
I'm sure it gets very good gas mileage.
So, Armando, I mean, it's great to talk to you. Great to hear your voice again. What is it like covering this team?
So you know root canal, correct?
You're unfortunately, familiar? Yes.
I've heard. I haven't experienced it, so yeah.
You're familiar with endoscopy. You know this. Combine those two and multiply it 14 times with no sort of laughing gas or any sort of, you know,
no anesthetic.
Put you to sleep.
Yeah.
No. No, that's what it's like. It's bad. It's interminable, basically. I've given up on covering the 2019 Miami Dolphins. I'm covering the 2020 offseason already.
Yeah.
You know, I was traveling early in September, maybe middle of September, and I heard Gary Thorne, longtime broadcaster, and he's been doing Orioles games for many years, interviewed. And, you know, home team broadcaster usually is one to sort of soften the blow. And I'm telling you, how you're talking is reminding me of his. It made such an impression on me, the way he was just so blunt. It was like, no, the farm system's really barren. There's nothing coming. This is brutal. Guys, it's hell on earth. It's like, I'm like, oh my God, he's going to get fired. You have no such issues here, Armando, but it sounds about the same to me.
Well, but the thing is, after a while, you got to understand, the Miami Dolphins lost their season opener 59-10. And then they came back and improved against the New England Patriots by losing, like, by 42 points. So, after a while, you feel bad just pounding on them because it is the players' fault. They are not making plays. It is the coaching staff's fault. They are not figuring it out. But you know what? It's basically a triple-A team out there against the New England Patriots. And it's like, this isn't right. You know, people in Buffalo will see on Sunday. I'm wondering not if, or how many points the Dolphins will score, but whether they can score. I don't see, you know, the big deal down here is that Ryan Fitzpatrick is the new starting quarterback this week. And I'm thinking, so what? You know, he's still going to struggle against that Bills defense. It's not fair.
Armando, what's he been like? You know, Fitzpatrick is loved up here, and he's had such an interesting career, you know, never on a good team, but he's got this fan base. He's got, you know, he's like a cult following with Fitzpatrick. And he seems to be somebody that could put, he can make anybody laugh, you know? Like, is he grim? Is he himself? Like, who is Ryan Fitzpatrick right now?
He's awesome. Because he is in a no-win situation, as are, you know, 99% of the players in that locker room. And he has not complained once. He has not smiled once. It's it is amazing. That guy, if I had a team and I wanted an elder statesman quarterback to be the backup to kind of mentor a younger quarterback, a young quarterback, that's the guy that I would pick. Because he gets it, he's a leader, and the thing about it is, which is amazing, he has leadership skills before he steps on the field. I mean, guys just accept that he's a leader because of the way that he conducts himself in the building, in meetings, in the locker room. It's just something that is good for a team. And really, I think if he wanted to extend his career beyond this year and accept the fact that he needs to be a backup quarterback, he could do that with a bunch of teams.
I know we talked in the summertime, Armando, about this quarterback situation. Josh Rosen had been acquired. We know what Ryan Fitzpatrick is. And just last week, the coach announced that Rosen was the starting quarterback for the rest of the year, and that lasted all but a half. Of the Washington game, how do you see that? I mean, is everything just circling the drain so it doesn't really matter? Or do you think they're just making a mistake not keeping Rosen on the field and seeing if he can play at all?
Yeah, I think that they, well, let me say, they have said, Brian Flores has said, we have a good evaluation on Josh Rosen. And he said this on Monday. He said, we have a good evaluation based on the offseason, the OTA, training camp, the preseason, and three starts. And the same guy that said that on Wednesday, benched him. So what does that tell you about what the Miami Dolphins think of Josh Rosen?
Yeah.
That ship has sailed. You know, look, the Dolphins are going to pick a quarterback in the first round of the draft next year, regardless of whether Rosen was good or not this year. But now they are certain to do that because Josh Rosen is not the answer. He's not the future. He's a young, developing quarterback, but not developing as well as everybody needs down here.
One other thing that comes to my mind from one of our earlier conversations is you pointing out something that Flores said about Rosen in the preseason or in training camp that was sort of dubious, the way it sounded. Like, why was this so stark here at this early stage? Do you think, it sounds like you do, Armando, you think Flores reflects the organization when it comes to him, and would he have, you know, the full authority to make that move without it?
I think that the organization, you know, ownership, Stephen Ross, the general manager, Chris Greer, they've given Brian Flores, you know, basically the 53-man roster, and he makes decisions on who starts week to week and so forth. They don't mess with that. They can, obviously, yeah, if they wanted to. But you know what? It's not like he's doing something outrageous by benching Josh Rosen. Josh Rosen is bad right now. I mean, like, bad, bad. He's barely completing 50% of his throws. He's thrown 5 interceptions, only 1 touchdown. He threw 2 interceptions last week. They were getting shut down. And then Fitzpatrick comes in, and they score 14 points in the fourth quarter, and it was like the Energizer Bunny came into the lineup and everybody started playing. And granted, it's against the Washington Redskins, who were similarly winless at the time, but you don't ding Fitzpatrick for that. You kind of appreciate the fact that he was doing something that Rosen could not. And so in any other NFL outpost with a team that is trying to accomplish something, it's not a question who starts this week against the Buffalo Bills. The better quarterback starts, and the hotter quarterback starts, and the guy that gives you the best chance to win starts, and that is not Josh Rosen.
All right. So let me ask you this question about Flores and about Rosen, Armando. Is it, maybe I should separate them, just quickly, is it 0% he's on the roster next year there, in your opinion? Like, is there a less than zero or non-zero chance that Rosen would be in a Dolphins uniform next year, or is it just going to be over?
Well, so he's going to be on the roster with all likelihood when training camp opens next year because he's cheap, he's under contract. And that means nothing to the Dolphins. That doesn't mean you're married to the guy. Now, is he going to be on the final roster to be the backup to whatever rookie they draft, be it Tua or Justin Herbert or somebody else, Joe Burrow? I don't know. That depends. That's up to Josh Rosen. Play. Deserve it.
Okay.
Earn it.
Okay. Right. The contract's the right point. How about the coach? Like, these coaches, we know, we've been through so many coaches here, and we know their record at all times, you know? We had Doug Marrone, who it meant a lot to win a meaningless game at the end of the year. 9-7, that meant 9-7, you know? And these coaches, like, they know their records. Their records sort of are their resumes. Here's Flores, who's just, what is he going to go, 0-16 to start his career? Like, what chance does this guy have to overcome that down the road, either with the Dolphins or anywhere else? And you know, from what you see, Armando, does he deserve really like a really patient, long-term approach here?
Well, suppose he goes 0-16 this year. Again, any other place, 0-16, people are looking at you sideways, right? Apparently, he is safe through this 0-16 year, if that's what happens. But immediately at the start of next year, after they've spent over $100 million in cap space, added 3 first-round draft picks, 2 second-round draft picks, and, you know, supposedly the tank is over, he needs to win. Because if he doesn't next year, his career with the Miami Dolphins is going to be very, very important. As a matter of fact, as short as 2 years.
Right. I wonder just how hard that'll be. I mean, that's a bounty of picks, no doubt, but you have to hit on, I mean, the chance of hitting on all of those are not great. You could, but it's not likely. But you got to hit on enough of them, and then what else is there? You know, like what moving forward is there to build around so that you can – you know, try to turn around from if it's 0-16, if it's that bad, to, you know, I don't know, what would progress would be like winning 5 games from there, I think, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they got to do better than 5-11, because that would make Flores like,
that's right,
5-27 for his career.
That's right.
Yikes. And again, they keep thinking about the $120 million in cap space that they're going to have. They're going to have more cap space than anybody else in the NFL. And the general manager has said, we're not going to sit on the money. The problem is you can't really build a team through free agency. And as you just said, Bulldog, draft picks does not equal good players, no matter how high the picks are. Draft picks are opportunities to get a good player. But they're not a good player 100% of the time.
Yeah, that is the point. That is my question too about the record. Like 5-11 is a lot better than 0-16, but he's 5-27. Hugh Jackson,
right?
You know, one day is like Hugh Jackson is 1-31, and every time you mentioned his name, like the record was attached to it. Good luck to this guy. I mean,
right?
That's tough. So it's going to be. It'd have to be a huge improvement to be able to overcome it. And if he gets that, then maybe he has a chance to last there. So
correct. Correct. Guys that oversee tanks or oversee terrible couple of seasons, they rarely live to see the other end of that, the team coming out of it.
Right. Well, that's so interesting because, like, this is a guy, you know, from New England, and I don't know, I guess I felt like they were pretty satisfied to land him as their coach. And I don't know. I'm just sitting here right now. I don't like his chances at all of surviving that. If he's got to be better than going from 0 wins to 5, I mean, I don't know. Good luck to the guy.
On the other hand, he got a 5-year contract. He's making at least $5 million a year. It's guaranteed. If someone offered one of you guys, $25 million to be Brian Flores, I think we all would say, sign me up.
Armando, you don't know what I wouldn't do just for that Metris. I mean, you're so right. Even a mattress, maybe, for me, in my case. I might even settle for a mattress, let alone a mattress. All right, Armando, I always look forward to our conversations. I know Bulldog does, right?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
One of our favorites. I hope you do, too. Thanks a lot, and maybe we'll see you. We should see you on Sunday. That'd be great.
That'd be awesome. And I always love going to Buffalo, and this time is no different.
Very good. Look forward to seeing you Sunday.
All right, man.
That was – do you want to do this one?
Yeah, I got it. That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Armando Salguero. Insider calls are brought to you by the midsize Metris from Mercedes-Benz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.